Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grogg. Human remains have been found inside two separate burnt-out cars in Sydney. The first grim discovery was made inside a Toyota RAV4 at Waterfall, south of Sydney, while the other was found in North Parramatta in Sydney's west. Police say it's unclear if the two events are connected. A new study has revealed people with English-sounding last names have a better chance at securing leadership roles over those with ethnic names. The two-year study by Monash University examined the experiences of people with Indigenous, Arabic, Chinese, Greek, Indian, and English last names, and found the ethnic minorities received more than 57% fewer callbacks than applicants with English names for leadership positions. Lead researcher Professor Andreas Lebrant has told SBS News that the decrease was observed despite all candidates being born in Australia and having work and university experience.
This penalty for having an ethnic name is most pronounced for customer-facing leadership positions, which suggests that organizations take ethnicity in particular into account for staff that have a lot of customer interaction. And there may be several reasons why it's more pronounced in this context. It could be that the organization is concerned that their customers prefer to interact with a white majority.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo has landed in Sydney ahead of crucial talks in a bid to boost trade amid growing tensions in the Indo-Pacific. He will meet with Prime Minister Anthony Albanese today, with visa arrangements between Australia and Indonesia expected to be a major focus. The three-day visit is likely to be his last trip to the country as leader before his term ends. An Australian citizen is among eight overseas-based activists who have been accused of serious national security offences by Hong Kong police. The pro-democracy activists are based in various places, including Australia, the United States, and Britain. Some countries, including the United States, say the law has been used to suppress the city's pro-democracy movement and has undermined rights and freedoms. Chief Superintendent of Police for National Security Lee Kwa Wah says the National Security Law of Hong Kong has an extraterritorial effect.
And since the implementation of the National Security Law of Hong Kong, our department has totally arrested 260 individuals. And the most of them, the offense is committed by them is occurred in Hong Kong. But I would like to draw attention to a situation that some people have fit overseas and continue to engage in the activities and endangers the national securities.
The sale of PricewaterhouseCoopers scandal-hit government consultancy arm is going ahead for the nominal sum of just $1. Private equity firm Allegro Funds and PwC have confirmed they've reached an agreement on the sale of the business. The sale marks PwC's exit from all government advisory work at both the state and federal levels. An Indigenous elder has called on First Nations people to support the voice to Parliament during NAIDOC Week celebrations in Sydney. Hundreds of community members have gathered at the National Centre of Indigenous Excellence for an Elders' Lunch in Redfern. Elders were acknowledged during the Welcome to Country for their role in creating a better future by fighting for land rights, justice and equity. Elder Beryl Van Oplu has urged the crowd to vote yes in the referendum.
I hope everybody is going to vote yes, because we do need to have our choice. People my age group and the elders that are around now, and there's not many of us left in Redfern, we never had a choice. So it's time for all of us to have a choice and to have a voice.
I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.